Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
6:33, it's Brock, it's Hunter. We'll take a full look at your forecast here coming up in just a little bit. Right now, though, we got your rock news, which includes Korn.
Nice.
And what, Blur.
The vegetable? Oh, the band.
What do you think, dum-dum? Huh?
Rock news. It's a band.
Creamed Korn.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
That's what I'm here for, man.
Good news for Blur fans. Damon Albarn thinks the band will reunite someday. Albarn, who has been busy the past 2 years with a pair of Gorillaz albums and touring behind them, tells The Sun, quote, "A reunion is never not a possibility. I think most definitely at some point we'll play those songs again. I'd hate to think that I never play with those musicians again." Hmm. Obviously, I'm very excited because, you know, Gorillaz are still out there crushing it. Yeah. One of my favorites, man. They're awesome. But if Blur came out with some more new stuff, or at least on a tour,
that'd be pretty sweet.
That'd be pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that the main guy from Blur is the main guy behind Gorillaz.
Gorillaz, right?
It's not actually just cartoon characters; it's real musicians.
They're not.
What?
It's weird.
Damn it!
I love those animations.
Oh, dude, they're so good. Yeah. Their last song, I guess, kind of hit was Stylo, and it had Bruce Willis in the music video.
Nice.
And it was so awesome, dude. He was chasing down a couple of the members. It was a lot of fun. And lastly, Korn are recording again. Drummer Ray Luzier posted on Instagram that they're tracking what will be their 13th studio album at Rock Falcon Studios in Nashville. They took time off from recording last night to check out Slayer's farewell tour in Nashville. But hey, Korn back in the studio.
So which Korn is it, though?
What do you mean?
Because there's been like old school Korn, dubstep Korn.
I don't know.
There's been different kinds of Korn.
The Serenity of Suffering, their last album in 2017.
Was kind of, they went back to the original.
Oh, dude, that was like Follow the Leader. That was reminiscent of that.
That's my favorite Korn.
Yeah, and I mean, I really trust it, whatever they're going to do. You know, dubstep, when they did that, that wasn't bad.
It was just in the time.
It's different. Know? But, you know, if you listen to Jonathan Davis's solo stuff that he has right now, that's very reminiscent of the old stuff. I think they kind of found that their old voice again. But who knows? And maybe we'll see maybe 2019 new Korn in our ear holes.
What's it called when Jonathan Davis does that, like that spitting, rapping kind of thing he did back in the... Spatting or
scat?
Something like that.
I don't know.
But hey.
Skilly scatting, skilly
scatting.
Right. I don't know. But anyway, we got some good news from around the music world. We'll be back.